woman wants to get her way, she has to resort to other methods. The most common of these is through the manipulation of people's emotions, i.e. drama. For example, when a woman gets mad at you when you don't do what she wants, claiming that you made her mad, did you really make her mad? No, she's a grown woman, and she's in control of your emotions. But men are real suckers for drama because they believe that they are responsible for a woman's emotional states. They do things, or don't do them, to avoid making a woman feel sad, upset, jealous, angry, pouty, insecure, stupid, or some other dramatic emotional state. It's really kind of funny when you think about it. A woman can literally overpower a man using drama, and who can blame them? It's been their only option for a very long time. They're not only physically weaker, but for thousands of years, they've been deprived of positions of authority and forced to resort to more unconventional ways of asserting power over men. And, as I'm sure you've noticed, they've gotten this down to a science. Now, let's clear something up before we continue. There's really nothing wrong with manipulating people or with using drama to do it. We all use manipulation to get what we want. Some people call it inspiration or influence. But in any case, we're never forcing the person to respond to us. In fact, men are more likely to use intimidation